up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
You gotta love life when you get to interview heroes and you learn from them. These are the builders. These are the creators. Thank you, too, so much for the feedback that we got on Angie from Angie's List that we recently had, the president of Cinnabon. I mean, the list goes on. Let me tell you who we've got coming on later on in our show today. We have the former Infusionsoft chief marketing officer who've created a billion-dollar company in growth. Later on, we're going to have the CEO of Drybar. If you haven't heard of Drybar, you will. They are opening locations almost daily, it seems. And we'll be ending the show, get this, with the largest independently owned watch retailer in the U.S. I mean, it's just incredible. Let me tell you about our next hero. I grew up watching this show, of whom our next hero produced. One of the most prolific producers in television, with more than 1,000, that's right, 1,000 episodes produced under his banner. Peter Engel, most widely known for Saved by the Bell. And you can reach him at iwassavedbythebell.com. Peter, you have been the king of teen comedy. This is the one that starred Mario Lopez, Mark Paul Gosselaar. How do you come up with, how did you create all this and produce so many?
Wow, that was my job.
Yeah, but
what happened was I was under contract to NBC, where I started as a page 30 years earlier. Well, I went to NYU and worked there at night. And Brandon Todikoff said to me, I want to do live action on Saturday morning. Brandon Todikoff was the president of NBC, the mercurial 32-year-old. And I, you know, 3 years later, when we were on 220 syndicated stations in 85 countries, no comedy had ever gone to more than six, the New York Times in an interview said, you said, what a great idea. I said, no, I told them to get someone else. I wasn't interested. And I went home that night, and my wife at the time said, how was your day? I said, well, they want me to do Saturday morning live action. And she said, what a great idea. I said, not to me. I don't. Who cares about kids' shows? She said, how about our kids? I said, that was a good point. I went back to Brandon. I said, I'll be back for the show in 3 weeks. And the rest is history to some extent. But people forget, because 2 years later, David, I had the whole morning. In other words, I had Bell, California Dreams, and I had another Bell, which was Adventures, like here at the beach at Santa Monica, where I live now, and the mall shows and all that, and others, City Guys, etc. But people forget that we went on the air, our lead-in were Chipmunks. And our lead out was Smurfs, and we got against a raisin, a rabbit, and a bear. And I didn't think anyone would find us in that environment.
Unbelievable. Now, when you look back at more than 1,000 episodes you've produced, which one would you say really made the most impact personally on you?
Well, I love Last Comic Standing because it was just fun, you know, finding that whole new generation of comics. We did that 9 seasons, like Amy Schumer. Bell, Saved by the Bell, no question. That's why I call my book I Was Saved by the Bell, but it plugged the place in my heart. Something was missing. I needed something that could really talk to, in this case, it talked to a whole generation.
In fact, let's talk about your book because, again, people could reach it going through Amazon. They can go to iwassavedbythebell.com. In fact, if you go to his website, you'll be able to get an autographed copy of it. But why come out with the book, and what do you want people to gain most from reading it?
Well, the book is only about 20% about Saved by the Bell. It's about my life, about the journey, about the ups and downs, and how it doesn't go from A to B to C. How many times you have your heart broken, and all the great people I met along the way, from JFK, I have stories with John Lennon, Jacques Cousteau, going to the White House with Screech, meeting Bill Clinton in the White House, sitting next to him at the Conference on Children's Programming. It's the journey, and it's about having your heart broken a million times of show, personally and professionally, of shows that could have, would have, should have, didn't, of how you come back. You know, it's a story of never giving up and of dreaming big, because big dreams are as hard to accomplish as little ones, and having a passion. And at the end of the day, if you hadn't had your heart broken and knocked down, you could never enjoy the victories as much. Because after Bell, I had 8 hit shows in a row. But Get It Bell was not a walk in the park. I mean, we had a fight for every single episode and every single pickup until, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, of course, we were a huge hit. But it didn't come overnight. And
right.
That's what I hope people get from this book, that it's a bumpy ride sometimes, and you can never, 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 never give up.
And that's why, again, you need to go to IWasSavedByTheBell.com, and you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com. That's Eliances.com. And we have Peter Engel here. He is famous producer, over 1,000 episodes of various things, from Saved by the Bell and Last Comic Standing. The list goes on. Now, Peter, you had mentioned, I'm getting a bunch of messages here that's coming in from our listeners, and you'd mentioned specifically something about Screech. And I'm supposed to ask you here of tell us about the experience of hiring Screech for Saved by the Bell. These seem to be a common things coming in.
Well, what happened was, we're doing the show. In the second episode, I go to Mark Paul Gosselaar, and I said, what's with Dustin? He's such a little boy. And he said, well, he's only 11. I said, what do you mean he's only 11? I thought, you know, everyone else was 14. And I said, what do you mean he's 11? I never would have hired him, which would have been a disaster for the show, because he was a comic genius. And I had misread his birth date. It was a January birthday. We're casting in the summer. And I thought, all right, he's 13, they're 14. He was with me 11 years. I had to bring him back from the primetime colleges to the Saved by the Bell, the new class, to save it, to be assistant principal. He wasn't even old enough to be out of high school at the time in real life.
Unbelievable. Now, what would you say, too? Keep going on with that, because it's just, it's so surprising.
He was a comedy genius. And he would make me laugh. For 11 years, I laughed at him. We did the, he would say, Peter, let me try it this way. And I go, no, Dustin, try it my way. And all right, it's like we were doing the movies, right, Hawaii and Las Vegas. And he would do it, you know, you're right. And he was a brilliant, I mean, he was gold. Whenever a scene wasn't working, I would write more screech. In the rewrites. And finally, the writers got me a stamp for Christmas that said more screech. I could just stamp it. I didn't have to write it.
Oh, that's great. What would you say, Peter, really is, though, you know, you've worked with so many teens, the biggest lesson that you learned from working with teens for so many years?
Well, my daughter was a year younger than them. So, and they were all, you know, all my kids worked, and my boys all worked as production assistants during the summers. I would say, yeah, we had to be a family. You know, every show says they're a family, right? We had to be a family. They were only 14, and as I said, Dustin was 11. And but they were so professional that people forgot how young they were. I would say to the crew, listen to me, they're kids, they're going to do things that kids do. And, you know, people don't realize that I had to be the papa, the executive producer, the writer, but I also had to be the principal of the real school. We had to have, forget the fake school, on our office floor, we had to have a real school with 2 full-time teachers and 1 grade below a B. You can't work in California if you're under 18. Mm. And so I was Mr. Belding of the real school. And And we were family, and you, and but these kids were magic. Aaron Spelling's daughter recurred 4 or 5 times. And he, first time he came, he sat in the audience. He said to me, "Those kids, you found lightning in a bottle." And we did. I've been asked all the time, was it our writers, was it our producers, what was it? I said, it was all the kids. It was about them. They were playing their own ages. And that had not happened. Like 90210, Luke Perry was 29 when they started.
Wow.
And but it was all the kids. They were, each one of them was unique talent and charismatic in their own way.
Well, I got to tell you, Peter, you're incredible. You have and continue to have an incredible journey. You've entertained so many over 50 years of your career, more than 1,000 episodes. You educate the next generation of creators and entertainers who will be endured like those saved on by the bell. Peter Engel, your hero. Go to iwassavedbythebell.com. And, of course, David Koch with the Alliances. And when we return, we're going to have the former chief marketing officer of Infusionsoft, Greg Head.